Most salon owners are operating reactively with no real client attraction system in place. Our top performing salons, the ones that are filling their books without the chaos, they aren't doing more actually. They're just doing. Today, I want to talk about something that's impacting almost every salon owner that I get the opportunity to speak with right now. And it's not just a marketing problem. It's not just a booking problem. It's actually deeper than that. It's the constant hustle and unpredictable bookings, the burnout from posting content that ultimately doesn't work, and the overwhelm of trying to lead a team and fill your books all at once, like it's happening all at once. And so let's unpack why this is happening in our industry right now and what can we do about it starting today. Let's talk about the truth behind what's happening in salons across Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and let's be honest, actually, it's the same thing all around the world. Salon owners are feeling burnt out from trying to do it all, feeling invisible online, you know, despite showing up constantly and like doing more posting, maybe I'm going live, trapped in a cycle of discounting just to get people in the door. Like, this is a sign of the times. And then we get disappointed by team members who aren't actually stepping up as we need them to, unsure how to grow without adding more onto our plates. Like, this is a tough time to be in business. And the real kicker is actually, despite all of the hard work, the reels, the promos, the endless stories, it's not translating into consistent and reliable bookings. Well, let's explore, like, why is that? Most salon owners are operating reactively with no real client attraction system in place. So instead of marketing strategically, we're just posting randomly. And I say we, I put myself in the salon owner box because I remember what it's like to be a salon owner, and we're working with owners all the time. This is what is happening. Instead of building demand, we're chasing bookings. And instead of creating value-based offers, we're dropping prices and just, you know, to get anyone in the door, anyone in the chair. I'm desperate to fill white space. And that leads to exhaustion, unreliable income. It's good one week, bad the other. And resentment can really easily start to build into our business. Do you know, the business we built, the one we're supposed to be in love with. So I want us to shift from reactive to magnetic. So the good news is that we don't have to stay that way. We don't have to stay reactive. Our top performing salons, the ones that are filling their books without the chaos, they aren't doing more, actually. They're just doing it differently. They've made the shift because the world has changed and we need to change with it. And you know what? It's changed again. You just got used to the last way and now it's all changed again. And so we're moving away from posting and hoping to having a marketing with purpose type of approach. And from reacting to the dips and the quiet times, we're wanting to fill our calendars with intention. And lo and behold, a strategy from discounting to building irresistible high value offers. You know, real ways to get people in the door. And these salon owners aren't throwing content at the wall and just hoping, like, I'm posting something, I hope it sticks. They're building a magnetic marketing system that attracts the right clients and the right clients on repeat. Because that's important. Otherwise, we have a leaky bucket. So instead of stepping into guesswork, this is the exact approach that I'm going to share with you today that we teach inside the 100K Accelerator. And it all starts with the fill your books formula. So let's walk through now a couple of these powerful strategies that I want to give you the tactics, you know? So we're only one tactical step away from filling your book. Let's be clear, we don't just need another promo. What we need is an irresistible, well-positioned offer that actually solves the problems of your ideal client. Like, what is her problem? What does she really want? Without having to lower your price. And this is where the magic happens, actually, and it's the bit that everybody misses. This isn't about filling white space with cheap deals. It's about strategically filling white space with purpose, attracting the right clients at the right price with an offer that speaks directly to her. So I thought what I might do today is break it down for you. And let's start with her, not you. This is one of the biggest mindset shifts that we need to make as a salon CEO. It's all about her. It's actually not about you at all. Most salon owners talk about their experience, their service, their availability. But the thing is, the client actually doesn't care about you yet until she knows that you care about her. So before you plan your offer, I want you to ask yourself, does my client actually need this? Does she actually want this? What is it that she actually wants? Will she love this? Why should she choose you over anybody else, the salon down the street? Why should she choose you right now over anything else, right? So we want to use what we call you language across all of our messaging, not like we offer some deluxe foils, but you will leave with a glowing blonde that turns heads all for the right reasons. Like that's something that's about her. It's not about her. It's not about you. Number two is we want to solve her pain or be her vitamin. And when we're planning your offer, we want to choose the right angle. Either you're going to be the painkiller and solve her urgent frustrations, e.g. brassy blondes driving you crazy, then you've got cool toned blondes deep gloss treatment. You know, like what is it that you can solve the pain point that she has? Or you become her vitamin and it supports her aspirations. Like vitamins make you better. Panadols, well, we have Panadol here in New Zealand. A painkiller takes the pain away. So you're either taking the pain away or you're giving her more of what she wants. For example, want to feel like you again. That's making her back to where she was. Signature facial, scalp ritual, and a blow wave. Something that's going to make her feel better. So remember that people pay more attention to pain, actually. People will act faster and more swiftly to get out of the pain that they're in. But both improve themselves, obviously. So both work if we're positioning them right. All right, number three, I want you to think about your hero service. So pick one high-value service to become your hero offer. You only need one focus, one offer. And this should be something that's definitely profitable. You want to make sure that your services are profitable. It definitely needs to be popular. Don't do something really obscure that actually a very small percentage of the population want and care about. It needs to be popular. And it aligns with your dream client. Like, do the clients that you want more of want that service? And the other thing I want to add in there is it needs to be a service that you can train your team quickly and easily. No point doing a service that takes 7 months to train them before they can even do one paying client. Quick turnaround is important to make you swift and agile as a business owner. So an example might be half a head of foils, a toner, design it, package it, name it, like a signature skin treatment or a luxury style and blow over and curls. Like if curls are in and your ideal client likes that, then sell that. Humans can't choose. You know, it's why the McDonald's phenomenon took off. People can't choose. They don't know what they want to eat. They don't know what package they need. They don't know how they want to do their hair or what their skin needs. Tell them, give them the package. Focus equals value. They don't have to think. You're just going to tell them what they need. All right. The next one is add a cherry on top. Free value, don't discount. So this is your bonus. This is not a price cut. So if I want you to think, you know, what can you give that's high value to her but low cost to you? So a deluxe conditioning treatment valued at $30, just for example, or a complimentary eyebrow shape with a facial, take-home mask, or a product sample. The secret is that you've got to tell her the value. Like not includes a treatment, but a free deluxe treatment valued at $30. She needs to know how much value she's getting. That's the thing that's going to make her take action now. So don't say normally $30, now it's $25. You've just devalued that service. And now the value of the service is $25. That's discounting. People don't like that. You get voucher vultures wanting to chase the discount. But we do want to add, we call it value stacking, a free bonus that's included, and you want a timeline this week only. So you're not discounting, you are value stacking while protecting the full price integrity of the services that you have. Hey,
It's me again. I just wanted to interrupt and jump in here quickly to say thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Just one question though. If you are listening to this episode and thinking, oh my God, this is me, but I'm just not sure what to do, well, don't worry. I've got some strategies for you. The Salon Mastery Program will help you develop and implement 100K team, 100K mindset, strategies and steps designed to help you lead your team to enjoy 100K careers and install the 100K mindset and motivation so you can help build that inside of your team. The systems, the processes to master the 100K day so you can build the $1 million salon. So I want to invite you to join me for a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll discuss your business, your role in the business. Let's see if I'm the right person to help you grow your business and your team. Together, we can reach the $1 million mark. All you need to do is click the apply now button in the show notes of this very episode. You're welcome to book a time, a strategy call. We'll have a chat. All right, that's enough for me. Let's get back to the episode. Create urgency and FOMO. So people procrastinate. Like, this is not personal, it's just human. And in 2025 and 26 and 27 and beyond, like, the biggest distraction or the biggest competitor that you have as a business owner is actually distraction. And distraction is a problem. And that's why people procrastinate. They're too distracted to make a decision. So how do we get them to take action now? Is we've got to give them some FOMO and create some urgency. So there's a limited time to do something, like this week only, spots close Friday, limited spots, we're only offering this to just 10 clients, or cancellation spot, like this was the last thing, snag this last minute opportunity on Thursday, very, very specific. We need to create momentum. We don't wait for momentum to come to us. People don't sit around thinking about when they're going to rush to the salon. We need to create the rush so they come. So we want to say things like, we've already had 4 of the 10 spots claimed, DM us now if you want one. Create the FOMO. All right, the last one is really position your team as experts. And if your offer is with a team member, what we don't want to say is that they're new. Like, no one wants to go to the new girl, which, because it really says she's new, she doesn't know what she's doing, she doesn't even know where the towels are kept, she's new. So you're going to get a shit service, and that's why we're discounting it. So don't do that. Can we not do that? We want to highlight their passion, maybe share their speciality, position them as a rising star or an expert at something in particular, whether they're experts at extensions or straightening or curls, like, or just color. Like, being a color expert is expert. That's great. Emily is our go-to for cool blondes and styling, and she's obsessed with creating those Pinterest perfect looks. Like, we want to make it about our team member. If we want to make it about our team member, don't do it because she's new and she's just arrived and you're excited. It is not exciting to clients. You're not just filling white space, you're actually showcasing talent. Right, I want you to prove your expertise so there's trust. Like, people book with brands that they trust. So I want you to think about the last high-end service that you ever booked. Like, you probably checked the reviews, stalked them on Instagram, and asked someone, you know, have you been to that business? So you should offer your business as a showcase. Testimonials or reviews, before and afters, definitely results, like why you are the go-to, and especially if you can tie that into your hero service, the thing that you're known for, and the things that you are showcasing that your expertise at, because trust will give you the conversion, which is a booking. People come offline and jump into your chair because you've built trust. And I want you to make it easy to book with you. Like, tell her exactly what to do. Click the link in the bio, grab this package, be really specific. DM us the word glam and I'll send you the booking link. Or, we've only got 3 spots left, DM now to grab yours. Like, if you don't make it easy to do business with you, guess what? People won't take the action. They're too distracted and they're busy scrolling. So remove the friction. Don't make her search for the button. Just tell her exactly how to do business with you and make her able to do it right now before she gets distracted. All right, I want to do a bit of a recap on, like, how do you build that killer offer? So a focused, profitable hair service, value-driven bonuses, value stack, no discounting, a message that speaks to her her pain or her aspiration, like what does she want or what is she trying to get away from? A clear and detailed description of what's included. Create a sense of urgency and scarcity. Make sure you add it in. And a really clear next step that so she can take action immediately. Don't make her wait or search. This is how you build demand without discounting and start attracting, like, not just any clients and certainly not voucher vultures. You want your ideal clients who see the value of coming to your brand. Let's take a moment now and talk about sharing your offer, because I want you to share it everywhere and often. Like, this is not just a post once and, cross your fingers. It's not a post once strategy. This is, I've got to share it everywhere, because the truth is people need to see anything, and it's particularly an offer or anything even from your brand, between 7 and 11 times before they act, before they even know that you exist, before they build trust that you're a brand that's reputable. Like, I've seen you between 7 and 11 times. I know you now. I think I'll take the risk. So here's what I want you to do and how you need to show up. So IG feeds, stories, and reels, definitely get amongst those. Facebook posts, even though the reach is down, you want to be visible on there, because if people come to stalk you, they need to be able to see that you're alive and that's not just a dead page with, the wind blowing. Certainly email and SMS your database. For sure, there are plenty of people in there who came to you once, never came back. You can exclude your existing clients that already have an appointment. Don't send it to them. Make sure that you're sharing on Google Business profile and mirror talkers and flyers. Like, promote inside your salon. You cannot sell a secret. And I want you to think about running your offer or your promotion or your packages for anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks. Too many people like post it once and then go, Larissa, I didn't get any bookings. Well, hang on a minute. How often did you do it? Because you need to be able to show up consistently, like vary the visuals, but basically keep the message the same. And you need to do that between 2 and 6 weeks. Because when was the last time that you saw a post once to go out to dinner and you immediately thought, I know exactly when I'm going to go out to dinner and I know exactly that I'm going to go to that restaurant? You don't. These things take time. People take time to make a decision, work out what they want. So you need to be visual and show up everywhere regularly. Most owners stop too early, so stay the course, and that's how you build momentum. All right, and then the last piece is really to send it to the right people, because not everybody needs this offer. Focus your energy on clients that came in once, but maybe they never returned, those first-time clients, because industry average is that only 1 out of 3 clients that are new that come into your business actually come back unless they're invited. So clients that came once and never returned, definitely get in front of them. People who inquired about your services but they didn't book, definitely worth capturing them and getting hold of them and inviting them. Walk-ins, those people that walked in but never rebooked. They walked in, had a service, bought a product, but they didn't rebook. And definitely lapsed clients, like they haven't been back for, somewhere between 3 and 6 months. You can definitely get in front of them. So you can use your booking system, and use the filters, segment the emails, use SMS, text messaging. And if you're ready, you can run retargeting ads. It's a little bit more of a mature strategy, but make sure that you know before you pay that you know how to play. Like, make sure that your organic content gets results. Don't go and put something on an ad and pay for it, because really ads are just about distribution, more eyeballs. And if you didn't get eyeballs and clicks for free, you certainly won't get them when you make it a paid ad. It's just a waste of cash. So this really is about reactivating warm leads, people that considered you but didn't follow through for whatever reason, It means that you're not fishing in cold water and you're getting in front of people that have, seen you somewhere between 7 and 11 times. All right. If you need more than these tips, well, I've got a tool for you. And if you're thinking, yes, this is exactly what I need, but Larissa, you spoke quite fast and I didn't write it down, well, I've just got the thing that you need. And if you need help pulling it all together, I've created something for you. It's called the Fill Your Books Formula. And I've put it together in a wee doc for you. And inside you'll get a a step-by-step breakdown of the formula that I just spoke through and an offer builder examples. Like, I walk through some of the offers that we've put together that have converted really well, and I walk through the different pieces so you can build it yourself. And there's a bit of a tactical checklist of where to post and who to send it to so you can implement this today. Okay. So all you need to do is head to the link. I've left it in the show notes of this episode, so you can just scroll on down and grab your own free copy, the Fill Your Books Formula. And really, this is your first step towards building a client attraction system. Like, this is one of those systems that you have to have nailed. What is your offer? What is your package? What works? Like, when you look for evidence and start to get bookings, you know that that's the thing that works. And I want you to keep trying until you get the one. We call it the 100K offer. And when you've got the one offer, then you know how to get bums on seats, you know, and you can fill white space with purpose and protect your brand, keep the integrity of your brand without needing to discount, you know, ever again. Because you don't need to post more, you need to post with purpose. So let's get started. All you need to do is grab the, I've put it in a PDF so it's downloadable. You can read it on your phone and you can start building demand like a true salon CEO. All right, well, that's a wrap from me. Thanks for coming and hanging out with me again. And I look forward to checking in with you again same time next week on the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Ciao for now.